Alright, what's up, it's Voice of Indonesia listener. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia with the English program, and I'm Steve on the mic. Today we'll be talking about the homecoming in Indonesia, but as we know that there has been a little bit of updates related to the government's preparations for the homecoming flow, we are going to talk about homecoming in terms of culture. Is it really the culture of Indonesia, or is it just a trending habit that people just follow? And some other aspects of the homecoming will also be discussing here on vonis.id, the application RRI Digital, as well as for the people watching from the RRI Net channel. For you, we'd like to give you this song because it is 3 p.m. Although some people are fasting, I believe there are some people who think that it is still the good time for us to be drinking coffee. So here is song, actually an original soundtrack from a movie called Philosophy Coffee by Malik Desangels, entitled Semesta or The Universe.
Denting dawai menyuara kan sebuah awal kisah kehidupan yang berjalan detik berputar hari dimulai. Mengantarkan insan ke dalam semestanya di dunia. Waktu takkan pernah mengulang dan rahasia kan menyapa tanpa salam di hari yang ditentukan. Ditemukan dan dipisahkan, gugur satu tumbuhlah berjuta cinta. Manusia bercinta melahirkan jiwa ke dunia. Menorehkan garis awal kehidupan yang berjalan terencana dalam pesan yang bermakna mengantarkan insan ke dalam semestanya di dunia. Waktu takkan pernah mengulang dan rahasia kan menyapa tanpa salah di hari yang ditentukan. Dilahirkan, ditemukan dan dipisahkan. Misteri.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be something that I never had? Could it be love? Terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love?
And it was his voice of Indonesia. Well, talking about the homecoming itself, listener, recently our transportation minister, Dodi Purwakandi, predicted that the peak flow of the homecoming would be happening on D-3 of the Eid al-Fitr, or around March 28, 2025. And Dodi said that the private vehicles would be the highest transportation facility to be used by the homecoming people. And this was stated by the minister in a working meeting with the Commission 5 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Tuesday. In the meantime, listener, reported by RRI.co.id, the Home Affairs Minister Muhammad Tito Kanavian pledged to the regional or the sub-national government to take anticipatory movement in facing extreme weather potential that can trigger disaster. And the minister affirmed on the importance of the state's presence or the presence of the country and the government in helping people in alleviating or mitigating or affected by the disaster itself. And we would like to hope that the homecoming flow in the country will be smooth, and also there will be less disasters to be happening. And in a moment, we'll have the talk about the homecoming in terms of sociology and also in terms of culture. But before that, let's listen to this short song by Naif featuring Indra Lesmana with Selama Ada Cita, or As Long As There's Love.
Rolling. Stand by. Action. Masa lalu nikmati hidup saat ini. Jangan khawatir yang akan terjadi nanti, selama ada cinta di hati. Thank you.
Service, Voice of Indonesia. You are still tuned at RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on bionews.id, the application RRI Digital, and also our application, and also the channel RRI Net. And more from Indonesia is still coming up next, so make sure to stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. After this, we have a story about Si Gale Gale, a special puppet coming from North Sumatra. At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of hulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortari, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Si Gale Gale, a unique wooden doll from Pomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Si Gale Gale statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Si Gale Gale is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Si Gale Gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. Right now, Si Gale Gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Si Gale Gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Si Gale Gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing.
a puppeteer will control the ropes, so that Svigaligali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Svigaligali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Svigaligali statue at the performance venue in Tomok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made.
Sebenarnya kalau patung benar Svigaligali kita yang paling tua sebenarnya yang ada.
In fact, our oldest Svigaligali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Svigaligali statues that we can see today at the Svigaligali Performance Venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sebenarnya gini, Bu, karena
well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that. So, when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions after seeing Svigaligali and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Svigaligali directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach manortor to children. There is an order in doing manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Svigaligali, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Svigaligali, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Svigaligali and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Svigaligali, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
We'd like to also thank you for listeners of RRINet, and we're still on air on vionews.id and also the application RRI Digital. More from Radio Republic of Indonesia and also Voice of Indonesia is coming up next, so stay tuned with us.
hatiku, peluk diriku, tetaplah jiwa.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Show.
Listeners, here's the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto urged app-based transportation companies to allow bonuses ahead of the Islamic Eid celebration. The detail by Rama.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has urged online transportation companies to provide religious holiday allowances for the Islamic feast day of Eid al-Fitr in late March. The bonus will impact drivers and courier partners of those companies, with Prabowo estimating the number to be up to 250,000 full-time drivers and 1.5 million part-time drivers. In a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, March 10, Prabowo said that online drivers contribute to supporting the mobility of people and goods in Indonesia.
Pada tahun ini, pemerintah menaruh perhatian khusus kepada para pengemudi dan kurir online.
This year, the government is paying special attention to online drivers and couriers who have made significant contributions in supporting transportation and logistics services in Indonesia. Therefore, the government urges all app-based transportation service companies to provide holiday bonuses in cash to online drivers and couriers, considering their work performances.
Kepada pengemudi dan kurir online, dalam bentuk uang tunai dengan mempertimbangkan keaktifan kerja.
Prabowo also urged that holiday allowances be given to all workers no later than 7 days before Eid al-Fitr, and the Ministry of Manpower will provide the details. He thanked Indonesia's two largest online transportation companies, local company Gojek and Singapore-based Grab, for their willingness to give these bonuses. With about 85% of Indonesia's population being Muslim, the religious holiday allowances, a worker's entitlement in Indonesia, are highly anticipated ahead of Eid season. Ramasitki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Investment and Downstreaming, Rosan Ruslani, on Monday ensured the openness of the Nantara Investment Management Agency to investment opportunities both from within and abroad and supporting development programs in Indonesia. He conveyed this after attending a meeting with President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta.
Kita ini dan Nantara juga sangat terbuka untuk mengundang investor asing dan juga para dunia usaha yang dari Indonesia.
We Danantara are also very open to invite foreign investors and also businesses from Indonesia to invest together with Danantara in projects that are indeed mature and the risk can be calculated. So we are open together with the national business and we are also very open to inviting them, especially those from abroad, to invest in these mature programs.
Sangat terbuka untuk mengundang mereka, terutama yang dari luar, untuk berinvestasi di program-program yang sudah matang ini.
Furthermore, Rosan Ruslani said Danantara will conduct a comprehensive evaluation and analysis of development and downstream project plans that will be running in Indonesia. He ensured that the analysis includes aspects of technology use, potential profits, import reductions, increased employment opportunities, and land licensing aspects. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tak semua putih yang menjadi putih. terjawab.